Thank you so much for today. Thank you for the birth of your son, Jesus. Thank you for sending your son to die on a cross for us. Lord, we're grateful that you've done everything for us, that you earned our salvation for us, Lord. And we're grateful that we get to celebrate your birth today. And we can celebrate it every day. But we want to do that especially tonight as we fellowship together with you and with everyone. And Lord, we want to honor you today with all that we do. So Lord, I pray that you would help us to worship you and just sing your praises, Lord. We praise you, we love you, and we look forward to tonight, Lord, and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, if you'd like to stand, feel free to do so, and if not, that's okay too, but let's worship. Do I have some guitar? Can you hear it? All right.
Story now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing. Yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Though an infant now we view him, he shall fill his Father's throne. Gather all the nations to him, every knee then bow down. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. All creation join in praising God the Father, Spirit, Son. Evermore your voice is raising to the eternal three in one. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
Amen.
Shepherds quake at the sight. Glory stream from heaven afar. Heavenly host, sing alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, us, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Amen. Jesus, thank you that you are the Lord. You are the Lord at your birth. And Lord, we just love to hear the stories about how people came to worship you as a baby. Lord, recognizing that you are the Savior who was promised. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we get to celebrate you today and every day. And we pray that you would be blessed and just glorified in everything that happens here tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hey, it's so great to see you here. Thank you for coming tonight to celebrate Jesus together. This is a joy. I'm so glad. I have a few quick announcements. I hope you'll catch these real fast. First, I want to tell you a little bit about what happened. I asked you to partner as the church with helping feed the church in El Salvador, the families we've been with. So it doubled in number from last year. We're up to over 88 families. And I wish that we would have gotten pictures soon enough that we could have put them all up, but there were just so many. So I wanted to let you know that we got a whole stream of pictures from El Salvador with all the kids with their gifts. Shelly and I voted on one that made both of our hearts melt with a little boy who had it was the craziest smile ever. He's holding his gift and he's like. And so there were there were streams of them. You made that possible. But here's a Christmas miracle. When we gave money to Malawi, to the churches there that we've been working with, I think it was like June or July. And we helped them because they had that freak storm that blew the roof off of the church. And we paid as a church to replace that whole roof system. And then we had extra and it went to food. And then we just did it again, just said, hey, let's one more time bless them with food. They saved that money that we sent. And about 2 days ago, all of a sudden, I get all these pictures of hundreds of kids inside of the church singing and worshiping in Malawi, Africa. And they're eating, and they have all kinds of little gifts around that all came from you. They held it till Christmas, and they blessed the church. I just wanted to thank you. Yeah, blew me away. I just look at them, like, I even texted back. I'm like, this is great. Where did this come from? That's from you guys. So in two nations, you blessed hundreds of people this year for Christmas. I just want to say thank you. And then the Christmas boxes that went out, again, thank you. What a joy. What an absolute joy. Thank you so much. Also, I just wanted to make sure I get a few other things done here. If you want to get up throughout the service, I'm going to pray for the meal in a minute. I want you to know that back there, the whole food spread and the food crew. Thank you, food crew. You guys are amazing. Yes. This is family style tonight, right? So you can get up, and as soon as I'm done praying, we're going to keep worshiping. We'll have a little time of a message, a little skit, back to some worship. But you can eat throughout. Matter of fact, it'd be helpful if you just kind of got up and meandered around and sang and ate and danced and did whatever else you're going to do during tonight. Please, it's very informal. I do want to tell you about the food really quickly. If you have some kind of food-related allergy, Karina, can you raise your hand back there in the red jacket? She's the one who knows the food-related allergy issues, and we have some options on the table over here. And in the food, you just have to let her know what's going on for you, and she'll take care of you. Other than that, I'm going to stop talking, I'm going to pray, and then let you get food as we continue to worship. Let's do it. Lord Jesus, thank you for tonight that we can come together and we can celebrate. We can just worship you. Lord, we can just come to the place where we say, thank you, God, for coming for us. And we want to praise, we want to rejoice, we want to celebrate, as we've been talking about with the Feast of Israel. There were six of them that were absolute feasts, and we feel like tonight we're going to feast. We're going to feast on the word. We're going to feast on beholding you and what you've done for us. And we're going to feast on food. And we want to thank you, God. And we ask that you would not only bless this food to our bodies, but God, that you would receive great thanks and blessing and praise from your people for providing in the ways you always do. For the miracles that we have heard about happening in El Salvador and also in Malawi, and for the miracles of healing and things you're doing in our midst, day by day as the needs arise, we just want to worship you. We want to give you praise, and we want to thank you in the name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Let's worship. And amen. Eat. Don't forget, somebody get up and go eat.
Go eat.
Yes.
the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he so felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Christ is alone.
when Christ was born. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and dark shadows put to fire. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O come, O come, the Lord of might, who'll gather thy tribes on Sinai's high. In nations times did give the law, in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. To certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they keeping their and saw a star shining in the east beyond them far and to the earth. It gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is a king.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'll pray again. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to worship together, to praise you, to fellowship, to have food together, Lord. We're just grateful to be able to have a celebration. We thank you, Jesus. We love you, and we look forward now to hearing from you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take about 10 or 15 minute break here. That way you have about 10 or 15 more minutes to make all the noise you want, to converse, to do your things, to eat. But in about 10 to 15 minutes, when it looks like everybody's got their food and all, we're going to quiet everything down. We have a little skit. We have a message, and we'll finish with some worship. So go for it. Be loud. Talk lots. Shake hands. All right. You got your time.
Find your next customer with Facebook Ads. Facebook Ads Manager makes it easy for you to not only reach more people, but the right people most likely to engage with your business and become customers. Facebook Ads can help you drive more traffic to your website and improve sales. Your customers are on Facebook. Meet them where they are and create an ad today.
Country's just not safe anymore. We've got to leave.
Into the deep dark.
The fighting's getting closer.
That's the hospital.
Camps have been raided.
Merry Christmas.
No, you need to go. Come back!
Get out of here!
How are
we
supposed
to get from there to there?
Just take the things that you need.
See you there.
City under siege.
Checkpoint! Constant bleeding.
You've only got enough for one.
I will find you.
You'll bring me when you get back.
I'm not getting on the boat without you.
Sleep.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices from yonder.
A caring man took a walk. Everywhere he looked, people suffered. Anxiety ran high. Hope dwindled. Hatred rose. His neighbors had lost trust in the system and in each other.
All right. Hey, if I could, I'm going to get everybody to kind of settle in a little bit so we can go ahead and move forward. We do have a skip, but I want to tell you a few things first. The commercials that are being posted are not ours. We're not trying to sell any products. We take all disclaimer from that. So it's just YouTube putting them up. It's just kind of funny. But I did want to remind you about the weather. So just very quickly, for those of you who attend Freedom Community Church, I don't know what's going to happen Sunday. We keep watching the forecasts. And I would just say to you, please make sure that we have your contact information, because we send out emails per the distribution list that we have. And Sunday morning, you should check those if you see white stuff on the ground. Now, if it's white stuff on the ground like that, we're having church. If it's white stuff on the ground like that, we might not be. So please make sure, regardless, because it's different in different areas, that you do check your emails before coming into church Sunday morning. And it will probably be bright and early that we look outside and see what it looks like, and then we'll make a decision. If we do not have your email, you could check your email all you want, but you won't get anything from us. So I'm sure you'll get advertisements for all kinds of stuff. So please, here's two ways that you could go about making sure that we can communicate with you. Where's Crystal? Crystal's over there. She's shining like a disco ball. She looks beautiful tonight. If you would give Crystal your email address tonight, that will work. The other thing you can do is you can go to info@freedomcommunity.church, and you can send your email to Crystal. But if you send it Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, you will not get the notice. So you need to send it tonight. So if you'll do one of those two things, that way we can let you know what's happening. So now with that, is our skit team ready? Skit team's ready. Here comes the skit. Let's do it.
Now it's time for a corny Christmas skit. Really corny.
Hi, Sarah. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm getting ready for Christmas. Here's my stocking.
Oh. Oh, hey, what's in there?
What do you mean?
There's something in there.
Are you sure?
Never.
Oh. It's a $25 gift card for the registration fee for the women's retreat in September.
Oh, that's... Where'd you get that from?
I don't think I was supposed to see this yet. What a guy Brad is.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Who's Brad?
Well, he's my husband. He did this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Well, he must really know how important it is for women to get away for the for their special time with sisters in the Christ and the Lord. There's Christ, there's women, there's the Lord.
Yeah, you know, this retreat is a great time to get away, spend quiet time with the Lord, get to know ladies who share those same values, and just get to know the Word better.
Hmm. So, will he buy me one?
If you play your cards right.
Oh, okay, so what are the dates?
So, the thing is, this is actually next year. But if we don't act quickly, our calendars can fill up pretty easily. So, this is September 23rd through the 25th.
Oh, I was imagining it. Okay, yeah, I was there. Okay, so, I really got to get that on my calendar.
Yes, you do. Okay. So I think that's it. I don't know. We did good.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, we remembered our line.
Yes. Ladies, wouldn't you like to go to? There we are.
Church family.
You know, last retreat, my mom kind of talked me into going, as mothers do, we all know this, and to be honest, I wound up enjoying it, which, yeah, it didn't surprise me totally, but I had a really good time, and it was just, and I learned a lot, too. And did you know that if you register before February 6th, you can get a big discount? And did you also know that you can start making payments now? And just as in the little skit before here, you can purchase $25 gift cards for registration either tonight or on Sunday at the information table. You just have to talk to my mom over there in the red sweater or Miss Crystal in the very, very shiny and beautiful silver sweater. And that's all. Have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, we did great.
Sorry.
So the YouTube advertisements were not ours. That one is. All right. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to just take a few minutes. You know I'm going to talk anyway, even if you mind. So I'm really glad that you're excited for this message and you've asked me to share with you tonight, because I'm going to one way or the other. So I've been praying a lot recently, just knowing all the chaos in people's lives and all the things going on, and just we're in a strange world. And isn't Christmas more special? The stranger things are. The hope in Jesus is everything. When do the promises of God minister to you? I mean, legitimately, when do they really matter? Well, I think it's when there's an unquenchable expectation of them being fulfilled. That's when they minister. If we don't believe that they're going to happen, then they really aren't going to do much for us. And there's a lot of people who live in that camp, aren't there? People who hear the word of God, they've been shared. Maybe their parents drug them along to something, or their kids drug them along to something. But none of those things will minister unless we believe that they actually will be fulfilled. That's when they'll minister. The birth of Jesus is a spectacular fulfillment of the hope in God's promises. You know, what else can a baby bring? Think about that. When we come to celebrate Christmas, we're thinking about a baby in a manger. And if you're thinking about a baby in a manger, I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, do you go and rub his belly for good luck? That's Buddhism, by the way. That's not Christianity. We don't go and rub the belly, baby's belly. That's not what they were going to do. What are they going to do? Sit before the feet of the baby and say, give us wise counsel. We have amazing questions. Now, I've talked some babies, and they're adorable. You just stare and they go, they're kind of like an egg with eyeballs and a smile. And you just look at them and they kind of drool. But I've never gotten great counsel from a baby. Were they going to stand behind the baby for protection from their enemies? Here. None of these things were going to happen. So why did this baby bring so much hope? I want you to think about that for a minute, because there's some reality in that we just need to grasp onto. To look upon him, and in our case, because we didn't get to look upon him, we just get to ponder him at this point, was to receive everlasting hope of all else God had promised, because he fulfilled this one promise. That's really what we're looking at. We're looking at God who said, I will, and he did. And because he did, we can bank on those in our lives. We can bank on the things he said about our world, about all of creation, about all of eternity, because he kept the promise. That's one of the things that we get the most out of Christmas, is that God brought his promises. But in order to have unquenchable hope, you have to live on the promises of God. And I said on in particular. Some of you are like, you mean in, right? Or by. No, I actually mean on. Because we actually have to have a foundation of hope that we stand on, and it's that God's word is true. You know, I was a climber for years, and I loved climbing. I'd hang on a harness all day long, and I'd hang off of a rope, sometimes hundreds of feet in the air. I loved it. It was a joy. But I'll never forget the first time I put on a harness, and I clipped into the rope, and they're like, now just lean back on that with everything you've got. Now, if you don't do that normally... here's a fun story. I did junior high youth camp one year, and we decided what we're going to do is teach all the junior hires how to rappel. It wasn't my idea, by the way, but it was a blast. And you put them up to the face of the cliff, and you put them in the harness, and I'm like, just step back. You just kind of want to push them on the forehead a little bit, because you know the rope's going to hold, but they don't, right? I know. Pray for me. I enjoyed that part more than anything else. And then once you put your full weight on it and you're leaning back, it's like, wow, this is kind of cool. But you first have to put all your weight on it to know that it's going to hold. Well, this is the same thing with the promises of God. We must not only believe the promises, but we have to place our whole life on top of those promises. They've got to be the very foundation, the bedrock of where we walk in faith. Faith is in what? In that God will do what he says he will do. If we don't have faith in that, then I don't know what we're going to do at all. And yet there's a lot of people in that place that will attend, that will hear, and they don't really bank on, they don't live on, they don't stand in the promises of God. For example, did the people who were adults at the time of Jesus' birth live on the promises of God? And I'm going to tell you what we know is that the vast majority did not. They lived on some promises or in, and they heard some pieces, but by and large, what we find out is most people didn't. We have some exceptions because they had encounters with angels like Joseph and Mary and Elizabeth and Zacharias, that they had a word given to them specifically, like Simeon and Anna, or the angels are the shepherds out in the field when the angels came to them. I mean, we have some, but why did they have hope? Why did they stand on the promises? Well, they had divine inspiration to come and tell them, right? They had messengers and people that came, but most of them actually didn't. Of course, there were many, even most in Israel, who believed that Messiah would come, and that's what they were waiting for in the baby. But since they changed the definition of who Messiah was and what he would do when he came, they were not living on the promises of God. They had pieces, but they kind of changed them. And guess what? They didn't minister to him. They didn't really meet the needs that they had in times of great trouble, and they were living in times of great trouble. We're going to see that on Sunday as we see how they missed it. It actually is the next place we come to. But you and I are each given the individual choice if we will bank on, if we will stand upon, if we will live in the promises that God gives us. They're really important. We see in Christmas the promise of his coming. So that's the first part. And what do we see with that? 100% fulfilled, all the way fulfilled, completely. We discuss a few of those as we've been going through the Gospel of Luke to hear about what some of those promises were, or those 333 plus prophecies about the coming of Messiah. We've looked at a few of them. But here's one, for example, Isaiah 7:14, the Holy Spirit communicated through the prophet this message. He says, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," or God with us is what his name means. And again, I would say that's a pretty unique sign. Now, if somebody else tells you that they're a virgin who is giving birth, you should probably question that. It's a one-time event in all human history. That's a pretty powerful sign. Fulfilled, a promise of God. Promise made, promise kept. Or the prophetic vision in Numbers 24:17 says, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel." And that wasn't near for Moses in that time. It wasn't where they were at. Now for us, it's past. Why? Why is it past? Because it's a promise kept. God kept his promise. And then we come to the prophecy of Micah 5:2, and he says, "But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler over Israel, whose goings forth are from old, from everlasting." So again, these promises of his coming, we celebrate them today, but if they stopped right there, like a baby was born, it'd be great. And what do we do with this baby? But it was just another set of promises of God given to us. And they're 100% fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus. And what does it mean? You can rest on God's promises. Now we come to the promises of God's return. So these are ones which we're still waiting for. They're still future and not fully realized yet. Jeremiah 23:5 through 6 sums it up so wonderfully in saying, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. And in his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. And again, how amazing is it to stand in the place of the promise of the Savior who was given not only for us, but for anybody who would come to him, anybody who would believe in him, and then to be in the place of waiting for the fulfillment of his physical kingdom to come to the earth, which is coming, I believe, soon to an earth near you. I hope sooner than later. But folks, as we celebrate fulfilled prophecy, and we are thinking about and hoping for that future prophecy to be fulfilled, which we're looking for very soon again, I think that there's a set of prophecies that sits between them that maybe aren't prophecies at all, but more like promises. And those promises are the day-to-day things that you and I need, the in-between his first coming and his second coming. And as we're celebrating Christmas, I just want to think about that. I know some of the trials in this life. I know them personally from my own trials and trials that we go through as a family. And I have the privilege of getting to pastor and getting to be a chaplain in the community. And I know many of the trials that other people are going through or have gone through or are heading into. And I know them. And these promises can be fully trusted that God gives us for the in-between, because his first coming was totally fulfilled. And we see everything he told us we should be looking for in his second coming, so we can rest on these. Let me just go through about nine of them tonight with you really quickly. You're going, nine? I thought this was a devotional. I promise it's going to be fast. Very quick commentary on each one of these. And I'm hoping that maybe one of these will land for you. First one. Let me read this first one from Matthew 18, 4 through 5. And it says, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. Isn't it great at Christmas because we're called to be kids again? And we're called to sit in wonder and just rejoice in the children playing. Maybe there's no children in your home that, I don't know, maybe they're all raised and moved, maybe you just don't have them. But tonight there's children here. Play with the children. Be a child. Go home and watch a childlike Christmas movie and enjoy it and rejoice with the little children. Celebrate with them. Jesus says we can be that way because that's where we find that faith part in us. Not in all the rational parts of analyzing every piece and trying to figure out all the scientific formulas that make something. No, we come to him in faith and we say, Lord, I bank on your promises. And he says, for those who will receive him that way and receive the children that way, there's a reward waiting for us that is far more than we can imagine in heaven. And guess what that is? It's a promise. It's a promise. And I like God's promises. Here's the next one. Number two, Psalm 147:3. He says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And I want you to hear this tonight. Even if you're in a place of hurting right now, that's just where you are presently, I want you to know that God is already doing a work of healing in you. Maybe you say, I'm really hurting. I want you to know that God is already in the process of working out your healing. Maybe you don't see it yet. Maybe you don't fully understand it yet. But I want you to know that he is doing it even right now. Because why? Why? It's his promise. Good job. These are promises and we can trust them. Number three, Proverbs 3:24. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Do you know that God cares for all the issues in your life? And because he never sleeps, you can. I know some of us, we take those pieces of men are like, I've got to worry about this. I have to think about how all the ways this is going to work out. And he says, look, I'm in control. You're really not in nearly as much control as you think. Would you just close your eyes and sleep and I'll take the watch? It's a promise. He says, I will. Number four, Isaiah 44:3 says, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring. For those who are weary in battles right now, or concerned about future generations, maybe your own kids or your grandkids or whatever, would you hear what the Lord is saying here? He's saying, just come to him and he'll take care of it. He'll pour out water, and guess what? His cup never runs dry. And neither does yours. Okay, yes, it does, daily. And so does mine. And so the Lord says, just come and surrender yourself, surrender your children, surrender your grandchildren. Just surrender. I never run dry. I have it for you. Here's number five, Proverbs 3:6. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You know, it's if we put the Lord first, and you have all these things, you're wondering, where should we go? What should we do now? Here, have this decision. I have this thing that we have to decide. And we're pressed on these parts. The Lord says, look, if you will do your part, he'll do his part. What's your part? Seeking him and putting him first. Living in the presence of God. And he says, if you do that, I've got the rest. I have the plan. The plan that you need is the plan that I have. I'm your navigation system. And he says, this is my promise. Okay, good. We're about four people now. By the time we're done, this is really going to come together. I can feel it. I can feel the momentum building. It's happening. Number six, Psalm 41:1-2. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. I wanted to throw that one in because I already told you all the ways you've been involved in Malawi, in El Salvador, in our community with our neighbors, with our law enforcement as we've been serving and feeding them. You've already been in the places of reaching out to not just those who are poor in poverty, but poor in spirit. And you have been the ones considering them. And so I love this one because this is a promise of God. And what does he say? I got you. I got you. You're going to be okay. Your heart has been about serving people. You've been thinking about those who are in real difficult places. And he says, because you're continually set on caring for those others, I want you to know that when difficulty comes, I am your provision and I am your protection. That promise is yours. I've witnessed it. I bear witness to it in Jesus' name. It's yours because God keeps his promise. Oh, hey, I'm so happy right now. Good. I'm really glad, too, because I only have two more, and I'm like, boy, we got to build this up faster. Okay. All right. Hosea 2:23. And I will have mercy on her who has not obtained mercy. Then I will say to those who are not my people, you are my people, and they shall say, you are my God. God has a way of reaching out to people who don't belong to him. And the reason they don't belong to him is because they've chosen not to belong to him until they do. Until that day, until that moment, that defining point. And at one point they say, gosh, I've heard of this God. And even what that crazy guy up there with no hair is saying, I feel like some of these things really speak to me. Is there really a God who cares like that? Would he really show up? Would he really do these things for me? And his promise is if you'll come to him, you'll be his. You'll be his son or daughter tonight. And God is not a fickle parent. He says he'll never leave you or forsake you. You might be a bonehead. I'm a bonehead. Welcome to the club. But God is faithful because he keeps his. Hey. Okay, one more. Finally, this is it for today. I know there's more. Isaiah 9. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Folks, our part is simply to receive what he's done and believe it. Stand upon it, and his part is to do everything else. I'm amazed. I'm in awe. I stand as one of the servants of the Lord, saved and redeemed by the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, you really do everything. My job is to believe it and to receive it and to stand upon it, and all the rest is yours. And it's true. That's what we're celebrating tonight. We're celebrating who he is. Now, if you're thinking those are great promises, but I'm not sure any of them that you shared tonight, Rob, really address where I'm at right now. The need is deep. I need him to say something to me that is powerful about my situation, and maybe we just missed that. Well, I don't want you to worry. As a gift tonight, Shelly is going to be jumping up really soon. I know this. And we have these promise books, 199 Promises of God. It's our Christmas gift to you tonight. It's a little book, and I bet if you go through one of those, you only have 190 more to get out of the book. I only shared 9 tonight. I bet there's something in there special for you, for the Lord, tonight. And here's the good news. If you read 199 of them, including the 9 I already read, and you still don't get it, that's only a fraction of what God has given us in his word. He keeps his promises. I like that. Not even cute. Now you're into it. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I hope you'll let all the circumstances of this life fall into the arms of the Lord, that you'll rest on his promises, that you will believe that he cares for you and that he's coming again. Merry Christmas in Jesus' name.
Rob only talked for about, 20 minutes. I figured I had another 25 to go. All right. Do you want to sing some more Christmas music? Anyone?
Sure. Yes, please. I love it.
Buffy says yes, please. All right. For you, Buffy. God rest you, Mary.
Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. Now that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Trust in him from Satan's power and mind. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
That's okay. We're going to do it anyway. All right. All right. Joy to the world. I love it.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare and room. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and then heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations through the glories of His righteousness and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
Amen. Woo! Joy to the world. All right. Well, Jesus is born, and we want to go tell everybody. So we want to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds fear and tremble, and low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed the birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in the lonely manger, the humble Christ was born and brought us God's salvation that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless us all. Rob, are you coming back up?